Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, welcome to the White Noise Podcast, 2026.
Hey.
Not the episode number. I'm not giving you a range of episodes from 20 to 26. We haven't lost the bloody plot yet.
Not done that many.
We've done 26.
Yeah.
Anyway, this week,
God, you really upset me.
This week, I'm joined by Munt Smith.
I'm not sure about that name.
It's an interesting rebrand.
It is.
We warned him against it.
I didn't sign off.
But he's going with it.
Well,
Munt Smith.
That's what it says on the teleprompter.
Munt
Smith. Munt, M-U-N-T.
Yeah.
Munt.
That's what it's like. You're a munter, aren't you?
No one's a lonely person.
Let the comments do that. But no one here
The comments don't say that. They're on my side.
Back yourself.
Hashtag no munts.
Now, Munt is here.
No.
Munt's a big copy, isn't he?
He is. Oh, I've been defending myself.
From what? Your name?
Munt. I never sign off a Munt, right?
You have to sign off.
You need to be careful what you sign, mate.
Go on.
Well, no, I mean, you must have done.
Killed it, though, mate.
Yeah, cheers, Tom. joined by Tom Looney.
Did you sign off on him saying that?
We spoke in the car.
Right. You should be signing stuff in the car, especially if you're driving.
Verbal agreement.
Yeah.
Munt's a bad influence on you.
He is.
No, I'm not, though. Munt or a bad influence.
and over the corner. Oh, wait, no, he's here. It's Rhino.
Rhino.
Signed off on that one.
Yeah.
We all did.
Sort of forced upon us, the Rhino.
It is.
Yeah.
No choice.
And over on his wacky desk, it's wacky Ethan.
Hey, wacky, wacky, wacky. Another wacky year. Hello.
Is it going to be a wacky year?
It could be a wacky year. If I get next to your missus, I'll whack her.
What the fuck? What the
fuck? Wacky, wacky, wacky.
That's too much for old Munt over here.
Munt, out of here.
I'm going to beat your missus.
Can you give me that one?
It's 2026.
The weakest threat.
Sorry.
I won't hit you, but I'll hit your partner.
Get her over here.
It is wacky.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
I was just panicked. Sorry.
Wacky.
I'll smack your missus.
That'd be wacky warehouse in there, innit?
Anyway, that was the White Noise Podcast. See you next year.
What a strange start to the year.
Sorry.
I'm going to check the ring camera. Anyway, how was Christmas, everyone?
Go on, Munt.
I'm not answering to that. Even though I am now, I'm not going to in the future.
Okay, but so you've already established you will answer this one.
Yeah, no, I just meant
going forward. Munt won't respond to this now.
Right.
Christmas. It was fun. I was planning to spend a day alone. I'd bought a lovely chicken. I'd bought all the.
Was it alive?
Yes.
It wasn't at the time I bought it.
You brought it back to life.
It's like a Frankenstein
monster.
That
thing back to life.
It was dead for the entirety of the time that I had it.
What's going on, Munt?
So
full Munty.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's more of a breakfast, though, isn't it? Full Munty as a breakfast.
It's a film, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a film,
stripping film, stripping. Isn't it?
Yeah, no, I know. It's a
get your head on the menu.
Really? We don't know about the Full Monty Breakfast?
Not really. No, it's more of a... Is it synonymous for being a...
Yeah.
Film?
What is Full Monty Breakfast?
What's in it?
It's a big English breakfast.
Why is the movie extraordinaire going on about it?
Because they're showing their sausage
the
and Monty. Beans, isn't it?
The full shebang.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on from
and
that.
Beans.
Fun bit. But no, I went to Bryony's house. That was nice. And then went
Would
home.
They say the same?
I hope so. Yeah. I would hope so. I've not done a poll. I've not gone around with a letter saying, oh, sign this if you think I had a good time and you had a good time.
Did you bring
the guy? You think I had a good time?
They did a poll on the Fun Monty, though, didn't they?
Oh, what? Sorry?
Thank you. Did a poll on the Fun Monty. It's like strip dancing, wasn't it? And
It's more male strip dancing. Yeah. I don't think
they
use a
poll.
You've
got your bloody guard up. You haven't had your partner threatened to death, probably.
I'm so sorry about that. I don't
it's
know
probably not to
me.
Death.
With your pole.
Probably not to death.
He's not arguing.
Yeah.
He's just apologising.
Did you get anything excited?
I did, yeah. I got a poster. A metal poster.
A metal poster?
Yeah, that's fun.
What of?
A game called Cyberpunk.
Was it rolled up?
That's good. No, it's like it's... Hard metal.
Hard metal. Yeah. Foil. I got a mystery football shirt and some fold your own paper cats.
What the fuck
so
is that?
Fun.
What's that?
You're not made of paper.
Is that me?
Could have been either.
Could have been anyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyone.
Could have been
no,
me.
Yeah,
I think the angst in the voice was probably you when you discovered Minxie. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Easier to fold, though.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. Done itself. You sort of go, oh, I've got the display model. Thanks.
Can we get a return, please? That's good, yeah.
How was your Christmas?
I was ill.
Oh, you're kidding.
I was worse than... Well, today I'm very nasally, but couldn't taste. I was just all there, just blocked, rubbish. I should probably get the doctors.
Oh, we know it made you ill, then.
No, I was already ill. I was in the bath when Tom came.
Yeah. Oh, well, we know it made you ill, then.
Well, I was in the bath.
You were in the bath. I didn't get in the bath.
You didn't get in the bath?
Yeah, you didn't get in the bath.
You went to Steve's house. You didn't get in the
bath.
I
didn't get in the bath.
That's
man.
Weird.
Crazy, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
You should come around sometime, man.
Yeah, I can, yeah. Bring my TV.
Whoa, is it easy to move? Is it tiny?
It would actually be a pain, actually. Yeah. I'd have to get one of those big lorries, mate.
What's that under your arm? Just be two grand TV.
Two
it's a miracle
grand.
I didn't get it pinched off me.
Fucking hell.
Mons jumped in the bath with his telly.
He's gone down there.
He's unresponsive.
TV killed itself.
Goodbye, cruel world.
It's gone down the plug hole. Oh, it wouldn't even fit through your door, mate, honestly.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh.
What about the TV?
Oh, fuck off!
I should get onto this now. I thought we should all make New Year's resolutions from the podcast.
Right.
And mine is to stop making jokes at Munt's expense.
Right, okay.
What about your old friend Max when he's back on?
I can get it.
I'm staying as Munt for the rest of this fucking time. I'm Munt, baby!
I'm now Munt forever.
Hello! Munt's fun. Munt knows how to skateboard and pick up women.
Munt fucks.
Yeah, I hope so.
Hey, guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not, though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said...
Let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee-wee.
Yes, that was really
you
nice.
You did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
New Year's, any resolutions?
I'm trying to be quite aggressive in the first half of, you know, the first bit of my getting back in shape. I don't want this to be a yearly thing. As I said, come mid-Feb, I want to be in a good place. So I've been gym the last...
Mid-Feb, Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I had Valentine's Day. 1 year anniversary of my granddad's death, too.
Want to be in shape.
Yeah, I want to be in shape for it.
This is for you, Grandpa. He would have loved this.
It's like all
he would have looked how good I look.
If only you could see me now.
Such a shame he's not here to see this.
You know those scenes in films where they're talking to the grave just there, your little pants on.
We're all getting together for a meal. No, I'm fine. Just I'm fine. Yeah. So I've been at the gym the last couple of days, been hitting it hard, hitting them glutes.
Nice.
And I played football. I can't move. Right. I'm a lot of. I can't sit down on the toilet today. Really, really tough.
Just go now. No.
No, thank you, Munt.
See, Munt's fun.
Munt's weird.
Munt's really overstepping the boundaries.
Really?
Just do a poo now.
I didn't say have a poo. No, going to be the number one.
Thank you, Munt.
Or a number three.
Yeah, so there's that.
Lose weight, feel great. That's one or two, I guess.
Lose weight, feel great, sell TV.
I was thinking of getting off Manjaro because it's making me, you know, somebody said it makes you constipated. Complete opposite for me.
Right.
I'm going more than ever. But also...
Let's go now.
That's good. You say I'm not. Burping a lot. Mm. Right. It stinks.
Yeah.
However... I've cut out fizzy drinks from my diet.
Good.
I'm mainly eating fruit now.
Okay.
Mainly fruit.
Wow.
That's yeah. a lot of sugar.
Just fruit.
Mm. Not just and veg. Trying to get my five a day basically. Yeah. Also, it's not
getting your protein. Yeah.
You're getting my protein. Have my chicken. Protein.
And it's chicken.
So I'm starting to lose weight again, which is good. So I'm gonna just give it another month. See how that goes. Money, I need to be better with money because I am shocking with money apparently.
Mm. What do you mean apparently?
I've spent so much on vegetables.
Who's told you that? Which bank worker has told you that?
Trying to get a £50 overdraft the other day, he said no. Shocking.
You should be in your overdraft.
I'm not yet. Not yet. I came out of it.
All right.
Cheers, guys. It's more a precaution.
That was a fun 20 minutes.
Anyway, yeah, and just try and do more stuff like get back on Twitch. Just, you know, try and be an adult, you know?
Yeah. I can imagine that bloke in Curry selling you 3D goggles for £2,000.
Goggles?
You've only got half the TV package then. You need these? You used to get them free in Cineworld. Shh.
Great salesman.
Yeah.
Great salesman.
Ryan.
So I am going to try and just sort of enjoy the days a bit more.
try and sort of maybe enjoy myself. Don't want to put too much pressure on it, though.
But, like, not stress out over, like... So if I've got... Say I've got work in the evening, right?
Mm. Okay.
I'll spend the whole day just being...
Fretting.
Annoyed and waiting around that I've got to go to work that day. Where I've still got, like,
five hours of the day
where I can do something with my life.
Yep.
Just try and, you know, use more of that
time. Maybe get some longer
hobbies.
Shifts.
Yeah, hobbies.
Get a new job.
New job, yeah.
What else do we have? Oh, Max's birthday.
Hey. Yes.
33.
Yeah, Getting old, isn't it?
Birthday special for you. I'm so sorry.
That's fine. This is special enough.
Happy birthday, Max.
Thank you, Ethan.
Munt.
Happy birthday, Munt.
Let Max know that we wish him happy birthday.
Yeah, I will do, mate. Yeah. I don't even know him. I haven't got his number.
Good,
thank you.
He'll try and sell you a telly.
How was your birthday?
Hey, mate. Good deal. Yeah, really good, thanks.
Your actual day.
Oh, the actual day?
Yeah.
I worked most of it. I got back at like 4 a.m.
That's not most of the day.
Well, and then I slept because I was so tired from working.
Had you had a few drinks?
Probably had 2. Oh,
okay. What, at work?
I know, right?
I thought you said you don't drink, Max.
I don't
all
really.
All you do is drink.
Do I?
Yeah, every story you have is out until 5 or 6.
I know, it's not good, is it?
No, I don't drink.
Do you know what?
But I don't drink and the Manjaro's not working. I had 15 pints last night.
And I had pints. Sorry, I got
dimes. With me 2 whoppers.
I've been going mad for the Advocar. Have you heard of it? It's an eggnog alcoholic drink.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up, Ethan.
I had 2 bottles of it in a weekend. Think of the calories in that. It's sugar,
you're
man.
You're showing, mate, yeah?
Yeah, no, that's not very nice, is it?
We went out, Ethan didn't even respond in the group chat.
Shocking.
Oh, probably saw it as well with his eyes.
My eyes meant that I looked way away from it.
Yeah, you can't see a phone in front of you, you're too busy.
Get his ass, man.
Well, in fact, during the Christmas period, I kind of had a bit of a
Is this your mum's one?
Sort my mum's Christmas period. That's disgusting.
That's horrible.
Oh, you're in the pajama buttons,
that's horrible.
And you shouldn't have won it, Maggie.
No Christmas period this year.
Christmas stockings are covered in blood.
This mulled wine is delicious, mother.
Ah, you're gonna have to slow down on that. It's me last for a few weeks. No, sorry. I was more so talking about the days of Christmas off from work and being with people rather.
You stopped working?
That's mental. Yeah, it was.
I just drank.
Yeah, I just drank a lot of eggnog.
pretty nuts eggs.
So creamy. That's not good stuff.
Yeah.
You've not
your own kin.
Says it on the bottle.
I like how you bottle it, though.
Somebody's doing it. I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, that would be sick, wouldn't it?
It's not good stuff.
It would be sick.
Not good stuff.
Anyway, so you had 2 bottles of Advocate.
Yeah.
Are you an advocate for your mum's period?
Well, I suppose it's a good thing to be encouraging. It's a good thing, I guess.
To encourage it?
Well, to
get on.
Flush out the old system.
It's true, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
What were we on about, sorry?
We were talking about Max's birthday.
Yeah, Max's birthday. Oh, you didn't go? You didn't respond, Ethan?
I took a break from group chats and things and had a look
didn't
at
didn't even
these
get a happy birthday
Monday.
Message.
Well, oh, I know, shit, I didn't realise it was your birthday. I'm sorry, Max.
Shocking.
I was meant to bring you something and I will bring you something.
Mm.
Yeah, hit up Mackie Mayer's. Yep. A plethora of food options.
Yep. Mm.
Then we all got tacos.
Shots.
Yeah.
And I had a weird mulled wine.
Sangria.
So
sangria.
So, yeah. Well, it was different. It was interesting.
Ethan's mum made that.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Fucking hell.
Oh.
No, not like Michael.
Telepathic. But it was. I was sort of debating, do I do a year of sobriety? And then I was a bit bored at the table, so I thought, I'll get some shots in.
Fair.
Yeah. And it was a really funny moment, though, at Mackie Mayer's.
Oh, that was funny, though, wasn't
it?
Do you
tell us what happened, mate?
Best moment of the year so far, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not... What? Because you've mentioned something.
So I'll set the scene. We're drinking out of glasses, obviously. But Max, in addition to his drink, he's drinking out of a plastic cup with some a red liquid in it.
Yeah.
Which I asked the question, did you get that from... where'd you get that from? Did you get that from here? Because I thought, well, who's serving things? I thought maybe you brought it from as like a birthday thing or whatever. Take it away, Max.
To which I you know, very fucking wittily quit. Looked at Tom and I went, I didn't fucking bring it from home, did I, mate? Yeah, which was, at the moment, it was stone cold cool. Yeah, everyone was looking around going, this guy is sick, he's great, we all love him. And at which point I stood up and smacked my head on the light bulb.
You stood up with real authority.
Yeah, I did.
It was a mic drop moment for you.
Yeah, what, do you know what?
The mic was midair, wasn't it? No one had a chance to really react.
The
before
floor
you.
Had not felt the mic. The mic was still dropping. I slam my hands on the table, stand up as fast as I can, and whack myself on a lampshade, a metal lampshade. And then instantly fell back into my chair.
It was a proper doink, wasn't it?
Because of the metal, yeah.
Made a great sound.
It was like a cartoon sound effect, wasn't it? Yeah. And it really sort of, you know, it just...
A cruel lesson.
Yeah. All that cool, you know, bravado I built up in an instant was gone.
Forced cool bravado.
Didn't bring it from fucking home, did I? Bang!
It was like he probably leant over to me to nail his point, and then as he got back up, smash!
Yeah,
fantastic, really good, really good.
Yeah,
fun.
It was good.
Was it good? Yeah.
Yeah, we all enjoyed it.
Well, then, and you know, at that point, I was like, yeah, my work is done, mate. Bland it.
That was so cool.
Well, you don't realise that I made a sit on that table. I put that lampshade just a few centimetres to the left.
Yeah, nice. Still swinging when we left.
Was it? Oh, God.
And then I was going to get an Uber home, but Cameron said, no, my mum will come and get you. And I was like, that's a long way to go for her to come here and then to drop me off. It's a real faff at this time. And he's like, no, it's fine. And so eventually his mum turns up and we go to the car and he goes, why's me dad in the car? So his poor dad had been dragged along. And then I texted him saying, yeah, thank you very much to your mum for picking me up. And he said, why are you thanking her? It was my idea.
Fucking hell.
But yeah, that was funny.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The stragglers stayed out.
Yeah, that's true.
Would you get off to?
Oh, we went to behind closed doors.
It was
weird place,
sexy bar,
really weird.
I thought
place.
You were joking at first, and went in, and there was just pork. Not
pork.
Oh, you're dragging these two young lads there.
That wasn't. I don't think
young single lads.
I think it was Max's idea.
No, it wasn't. I'd never agreed to go there.
Definitely you, Tom.
No,
it's the weirdest place I've ever been.
No, it wasn't.
Why would you just go? Oh, he suggested. I literally said, "Don't go there."
Really. It wasn't like I wasn't really asked. It was just there. It was we're walking up the street and it was like, oh, we're going here because here's fine.
Ryan said you frog marched them there. What's that all about?
Well, the bouncer.
Reservation for Cooney?
He was going through my bag and got rid of my bottle of water. Before we got to Mackie Mayer, Max had bought, was it shampoo and shower gels from a place in the Arndale? And then when we got to this bouncer, Max was like, please don't make me throw away my shower gel. And he was like, just don't use it. Promise not to use it,
just that night.
That night, yeah.
You will never shower.
I just look at them, just open them up and sniff them every now
TV.
And again.
I've seen this.
Fuck off. It's a great TV.
So what happened there?
We literally just had one more cocktail.
Don't really remember, to be honest.
No more shots.
Literally had one more cocktail.
There's a picture of Max on the phone. What was that?
Oh, phones. So one of the great
things
about
this.
Are
you on the screen? This. Is that you I can see?
What about TV? So basically, there's every booth has a phone next to it. So you can... I think the premise is... You see a booth and you're like, I like the look of the people over there.
Right.
You pick the phone up and you put the number of the booth in and their phone will ring. Can you?
Yeah.
I
did.
You didn't know that. So then we were having some fun of me on the phone, but I didn't ring anyone.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I don't have a good new year.
No.
I went to Norfolk.
Norfolk?
Yeah.
Norfolk.
I did.
Whereabouts? What dragged you there?
Well, it was a last minute decision to wake up on New Year's in nature. So we're having a look around, just seeing what was what. And there was this place in Norfolk. It's like a Starry Meadow, I think it was called. So it's like a house with grounds and stuff. And they had like three different little cabins in the grounds with like ours was Barn Owl View. So it's like different. There's a fox's den and a rabbit's one. Say again.
Did you see any barn owls?
I heard barn owls, but there were animals around. There was two.
Just a speaker.
There was two. Yeah, I couldn't hear them outside. Some guy outside. Just inside.
And barny owl. So he breaks his neck. Yeah. Can go all the way.
But that was nice. Woke
call up me on an ambulance.
Turn off the speaker.
Let's listen to those sweet nature sounds. Help me.
I had so many resolutions for this year. I was going to let it fly, for fuck's sake. Don't let this affect your review, please.
At New Year's Day, we brushed some donkeys. We met some pigs. Met the goats. The goats were very fun. We met goats.
They're all here, mate.
Yeah.
There's been a few goats in Norwich.
Yeah. And we met a rat that was quite really cute. The guy was like, yeah, he's a...
Oh, James Allred was there.
The guy, he said, yeah, I think he's a bit confused.
The rat?
Yeah, comes up to me in broad daylight. I've never had that, so I can't bring myself to shoot him.
So cute.
Yeah, so...
Is this guy shooting rats?
Well, he just says you've got... It's, you know,
pest control.
You do have to look after things.
Shooting
out
them though,
like they have to cull. You know, the RSPCA will send them out to cull deer, just every now and then to keep the numbers under control. It's a different life
vegan,
out there.
Did you enjoy that?
It's not that I enjoyed it. It's the
shooting rats.
It's
and deer.
The, I guess it's the, you know, it's the darker side of, you know, managing nature.
Do you ever think you could have just gone and put the bins out and seen a rat?
Ah, different city rats, aren't they?
Yes,
I've seen them. They scare me a bit. This one was cute.
New York rats
hopping about.
Mm. Yeah, seen that scary video of the rat under the bin?
Mm.
Well, it's just outside of the bin, and then a giant rat grabs it and pulls it back on.
No, oh my god, like that's scary.
Seen it?
Do you get the big rat?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Behind that big rat is me.
Months here, hungry for dinner. Yeah, you had yours. Now it's time for me to have mine. Month gets fed. That's my New Year's resolution. It's my time of the month.
That's horrible.
Oh, time of the month.
That's really...
It's the first mention of that. Yeah. Well, live show we did. It's out now. You've probably watched it. Mm. Laughed and lolled. Stood up and applauded Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan, did you enjoy it?
I had a great time.
Did
absolutely
you?
Loved it, yeah. I don't think I've ever been so nervous for anything.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah, mental.
What were you nervous for?
Just podcast, isn't it? It's just like...
Just being yourself.
I think it's, where like, if I'm like nervous for anything else, like acting-wise that we do, like, you can always learn more lines or practice something, you know? But with the podcast, wasn't really anything to...
You didn't have like the mask
for,
of
like,
Ramdas to hide behind.
Yeah.
You were Ryan Locke on stage.
And it was like 9 p.m, wasn't it? So he had all day... To think about it and stuff.
Oh, yeah, of course. You would have hated.
Because obviously, you know, if you,
the only time you weren't pacing was when you meant to, you know, walk up on stage for the roast.
No urgency whatsoever.
Terrible.
He knew he wasn't hitting the bit, but he's still just ambling along.
Yeah, should have rehearsed more, really. But, you know.
It's a good show. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
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 We may do more live shows this year. So look out for that. Look out. Look out, local town. We're coming to you, possibly.
Ooh, a local town.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Sure. Depends on the town.
Yeah. Locals are here.
You saw Marty Supreme. How was that?
Marty Supreme, very good. He's very hyped up at the moment. He's really pushing it, isn't he?
Is he going to win this Oscar?
I think he probably will. You don't think so? You've probably seen more films than I have, though.
In the
this year.
Ever.
Hmm.
No, I just think he's begging it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much PR.
People say that he's doing that as... Have you seen the film?
No.
Okay.
I'm aware of a loose premise, but...
So the character is very sort of... is you know what he's doing at the moment? Like, I'm the best in the world.
Yeah.
That is what the character is. So people think he's doing that as like...
Film wrapped years ago, mate. Move on.
Did it?
You got Wonka 2 coming up, probably.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
I quite like the music in Wonka.
It is good, yeah.
Yeah.
Noodle,
apple strudel.
And there's chocolate.
Yeah.
Does that feature in Marty Supreme?
The Wonka songs?
Yeah.
No, right. Which I would, yeah, I was not happy about, which is why I bought my Beats pill and was just playing them in the back of the tin. Pack cinema, you know. And I think people were happy with it. It
went down well.
Yeah, I think so.
There
yeah,
you
people,
go.
People were throwing popcorn at me, which is a type of sweet.
Oh!
Yeah. Wonka loves this. Yeah, do you know, it was good. Does it deserve the hype is the question.
Probably not if you're asking the question.
I don't think so.
No.
No. It is good, but I don't think it's like an all-timer.
But often, the films that from which people win Best Actor are often a bit overhyped and a bit strange.
I don't think they are overhyped. I think they go under the radar. It'll be like 12 Cloves.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. That's
Partridge Fire.
What's the last one that won? The Anita or whatever?
Anora.
Anora. Mm.
That one, Best Picture.
Did you see it?
I saw it. I was like, that's a fun film.
I never even heard of it.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think...
I never thought, this is the Oscar for Oscar-worthy Best Picture.
What Oscars can we think of that were won by... like someone acting in the film of the year. Does that tend to happen?
Not always.
I don't know.
I guess, what did Leo get it for? Was it The Revenant?
The Revenant.
Okay.
But that was 100%. Do you remember the meme? Mm. Leonardo's never won an Oscar, that one.
So it was like an overdue thing.
Yeah. I think it was literally just, let's just shut this down.
Yeah.
Just get The Revenant.
Yeah.
What? Who cares?
Yeah.
Ryan, what was your thought on movies?
I love them.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
Have you watched Brokeback Mountain yet?
No, I was meant to watch it the other day, but I was meant to watch it yesterday, but I went clothes shopping instead.
Here's my prediction. Ethan Hawke will win Best Actor.
Oh, yeah.
What film was he in? Sorry.
Someone went, he was in this film and it's his best performance yet. And I think he's one of those who's done a lot of films.
Yeah.
And they might just go, it's too early for you, Chalamet.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Chalamet.
I feel like you're with her for the fame as well, aren't you, Chalamet? So shallow, May.
You not a fan?
I just don't like him talking. He sat under Graham Norton. Not legendary.
Agree like that.
Graham loved it, yeah.
Joke theme.
Munt doesn't steal jokes. He only steals hearts. Organ thief. Long list of buddies behind him.
Sorry, man.
Anyway, you're right, mate.
He was on Graham Norton and he was just doing that stuff where he's hyping himself up too much in the film. And poor Rowan Atkinson's there having to do Man versus Baby after it. And I thought you've done too much and you've made Rowan look stupid now.
I didn't see this. How was
Man
he,
versus Baby?
No, I'm not seen that either. How was he hyping himself up? Because when I've seen him,
he does it a lot.
It's a bit much, mate.
This is the best acting I've ever done in my career.
Right, that kind of.
And
okay.
he says stuff like, "This is probably the best acting you'll see in the cinemas."
Has he said that?
Yeah,
something. Really? I know he's a very talented actor, but I do think he's like when you talk about best pictures and best actors, it'll be who's done a lot of work and who sort of earns it over time rather than just, that was a good performance.
Yeah. Feels like he's trying to create hype about, that it's overdue.
But it sort of
when
worked.
He's so far at the beginning of his career, but it has worked a little bit because,
he's in some of the biggest films.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler and Uncut Gems, and Adam Sandler didn't boast about his work.
No.
He's very humble about it, and maybe he let it slip. So he thought, I won't do that.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Anyway,
Tom, you've put big start to 2025.
Yes! Validation!
Dickhead,
mate. That's embarrassing.
Mental, that, bro.
He tried to make the joke.
I tried to go for Ryan.
He put, Ryan, 2026, I've been writing 2024 for the past year. You idiot, Tom.
That's banter, bro.
What do you think?
Top 10 moment.
That's amazing stuff. Yeah. This is why we love to meet you. Thank you.
They're going to love that. Beam it all over the internet.
That's good, though.
All the corners.
Big start to the year.
Luke Littler, he won again at the darts. Bang.
Oh, save some for the rest of us, mate.
He smashed it, didn't he?
Yeah, made it look easy. Real easy. Because we were out, you know, getting lit. What real young men should be doing.
Mm. Yeah, man.
Throwing
Learn
darts.
From us.
Yeah. How old are you, Munt?
Oh, that's the thing about Munt. He never tells.
He just told us you steal organs.
Yeah, you don't need to be old to steal organs, do you?
Oh, I thought you meant he never tells in general. He's like
no,
a secretive man.
I meant my age.
He's an open book apart from one thing.
I meant my age. I never tell my age. Anything else, I'm an open book.
So he won £1 million.
Easy, mate.
Yep.
The prize money's doubled from last year.
So
think of the taxes.
Shut up.
If you won a million.
Tax on a million?
A million at 18, what are you doing with it?
Pay my taxes.
Liar.
18.
At that age, you're just taking your mates on holiday, surely.
Taking your mates?
Well, there you go. Are you going to go?
Yeah.
Have a great time, guys.
Your fez.
Think of me.
I'm just there.
Drat, I should have gone.
What 18-year-old says drat?
That's a month. Munt's got that lingo down, yo. Million quid at 18, eh? Ooh, what a life.
I think I'd buy a car, even though I couldn't drive at the time.
Yeah.
I think, bloody Top Gear. Yeah, probably just buy a really
probably
stupid car.
I'd have probably, made a couple of quick sound investments in property. Yeah. And then I'd have fucked off.
You would have bought some sort of £1 million package to become a footballer.
No.
We guarantee you'll be a pro at the end of this course.
If I sell that?
These are Neymar's boots.
Put it on flex. Love about that.
Manchester United have just got rid of their manager.
They have.
And last time I checked, you hadn't got a full-time job yet.
Ooh.
Would you like to maybe role play going for the job?
Oh, no, thank you.
Well, it's too late because we've already planned it. I have a clipboard/iPad. Oh. I've got Janet here.
Janet.
What's your role at the club?
I'm just on the board.
Mm. Just on the board.
And I've got my assistant manager, Munt. He comes everywhere with me.
Hello, Munt.
Hello, you're like.
We'll ask the questions.
Just trying to be polite.
You know. You're lit from you, Munt. A lot of lip.
Trying to be involved in the...
A lot of lip.
Okay,
just take it easy.
I'm
going to
sit in the
this
corner.
This is a long shot that we get this.
Stop right? Lipping off.
This is a long shot.
I'm just going to sit in the corner.
Not sit in the corner, sit with me. We need to convey authority.
So, Thomas.
So we can both sit in the corner.
Would you shut up?
Jesus Christ, Mum. What's going on?
Hashtag zipping it.
Okay, social media presence. That's good. Note that down.
Yes.
Thomas.
Yep.
What brought you here today?
Well, I saw you had an opening. Walked past the window.
Sorry, a hand went up. Yes, Munt.
Unzipping. I want to say I bought him here in my car.
You bought him? How much was he?
Where? Oh, I see what you did there.
Mum, what are you doing?
Having banter. Hashtag zipping.
Let's not have banter just yet.
Jesus Christ.
Okay? Maybe have banter if you get the job.
Yes.
What brought you here today, please?
Well, I saw an opening in the window as I was walking past the mega store.
Yep.
You're hiring, and I'm looking.
Oh, what are you looking for exactly?
I am looking for a job in general, but this one I feel like, this one suits me.
Okay.
Why?
And why is that?
I'm a big Manchester United fan. I know the club.
Boo.
I know the club. Yeah, I just think I've watched as lots of mistakes have been made.
Name four.
Name four.
Yes.
Previous hires.
You know, we are responsible for the
I hired
hires.
Alex Ferguson.
Oh, did you?
Mm. His son, yes. He was shit, I'll be honest. I don't mind being called out on that.
Yeah, that's fair. Players not very good. Just bad ID.
Right, let's...
Bad
let's...
ID.
Let's stop playing the audio out to the changing room.
Yeah.
We should have done that after a month.
Social media.
What's wrong with our social media? We've got bare month, followers, G. Month.
Tell them where they're going wrong with social media.
Unzipping. Hello.
Didn't
Mum here.
Zip back up. Right.
Social media guru.
I might show it, you munt.
I would take it and I'd sell it at a premium price. Now,
okay, tell me more.
Munt's a social media genius.
I get all the likes. I get all the clicks.
Right.
Could you show us an example of your maybe social media where you've got loads of likes and clicks, please?
He knows football too, but go on.
Well, we don't care about that stuff.
Oh, okay.
Football, yeah, they only
likes
care
and
about
clicks.
The social media. Pardon? Likes and clicks. Show us, please.
Well,
show us one of your posts.
Well, I can say one of my posts. I don't have my
show
phone
us
on.
One
don't
of
have my
posts.
Phone on me.
Just do whatever.
Okay, okay.
Do something.
Ooh, when the Fitbit is in.
What?
When the Fit...
What's your surname, Munt?
Gomery.
Munt Gomery. I like it.
When the fit be hitting, it'll be me in a hat. When the fit be hitting.
I like that. I like that. I remember
thank
liking
thank you.
That.
Yes, you and 30
that.
Other people.
What would you caption this?
When the club be clubbing.
Right. I think I've noticed a pattern. We can maybe just copy what he does.
Yeah. No.
Post any picture of our Manchester United's badge and put when the club be clubbing.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. That's that
players
one done.
Be playing.
Yeah. Okay, Munt.
It's not a one size fits all.
No, Munt.
I do own a lot of those.
Thomas, you've brought in Munt here, and I think you've done that on purpose. He's got an unfair advantage because he knows a member of staff here. What would you caption this picture? You and Janet. What would you caption that? Janet be janiting, maybe?
When the staff be staffing. No.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Did lovely, you? Lovely cut.
You used to work
there.
Together?
No, we used to...
We went to uni together.
No, we met each other in a club. Not very unlike this one.
Mm.
Do you remember?
Very well, yes.
Yes, Milky Mondays.
Mm.
Oh, no.
What have you got?
Talk us through this. What's happened there,
Mum? That was the same night.
What was your caption for that, Mum?
When the bowl be bowling. I know, I've got myself caught up in a very, look, very...
Speaking of bowling, it's strike one, two and...
Three.
For you, Mum.
Well, I don't even need a job.
Three strikes in a
I'm
row.
I'm just here because it's because the
Munt,
central
you keep
heating.
Interrupting
Munt,
us here.
Just wait in the car.
Okay.
Wait in the car, Munt.
Right. Munt, yeah. I'm trying to speak to you and you only here. We're talking about you getting three strikes in a row. That's a flawless score. We love you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're kidding.
Thomas, you can leave anytime you want.
Oh, you're kidding. Munt claws his way into the top again.
He can't work without me.
He can.
Munt is happy. Munt is having a good time.
Don't let him near the academy.
What's that?
Well, there you go, Tom.
Yeah, well done, man.
Wow.
Yeah, well done.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I think you did well, unfortunately.
But I didn't get the job.
When you bring someone like Munt, you will be overshadowed.
Yeah, when you bring a star player, mate.
Yeah.
These things happen.
You just, a lot of your answers did revert to Munt.
Yeah.
You shined a light on Munt and we just saw...
Well, it's good to role play, wasn't it? So when it comes to the actual interview, you know, I don't make the same mistake again.
There you go. Don't bring him.
Don't bring him.
I'll stay clear.
I honestly think if you don't bring Max along, or Munt, sorry.
Mm. It was Max.
You probably do a bit
better. Not bringing Max. Don't worry about that.
He sounds fit. Dead silence. Okay.
Got some more news for you.
Yep.
Traitors is out.
Hey.
Anyone watching it?
No, but I hear there's a twist. It was a fucking twist.
Are you caught up?
Yes. So when this goes out, the viewers will have had a whole other three episodes.
Pissed off.
So we're at the point we're at, there's a secret traitor who even the traitors don't know about and the viewers don't know about. But in the episode that go out tonight, they all find out who it is.
What's the point?
Wow. Yeah, they should have kept that going.
The viewers are
going
to find out who it is.
Yeah.
So basically, somebody, one of the three traitors has gone.
Right.
So they're going, all right, we're going to bring the secret traitor into the fold now. The secret traitor is now going to be one of the three traitors. But it's like, what's the point? You've got this whole cool concept of like...
It's got everyone talking.
Yeah. Because, I think traitors would be a really good show if you didn't know who the traitors were.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, you know, you're trying to figure out what's going on. So you've got that sort of element in the secret traitor. And then, like, in the third episode, they're like, oh, we're going to show you who it is next time.
Yeah. Is there a reason why that they should... Is it for stuff they do when with the traitors themselves, well, knowing who they are?
David Rees said, he went, oh, maybe people have started to guess it might be that they might be a traitor, right, as in the secret one, and they're thinking, oh, we need to reveal them now in case they get kicked out without it.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's because they didn't expect Hugo to go as quickly.
Hugo was shit.
Yeah.
Hugo.
Oh, we should have a moment's silence. He's not actually dead. People talk about the person that's died as like they've actually died. It's like, no, he's just gone to a hotel down the road.
There's a big contrast between the celebrity and the civilian one, because it's just, it seems a lot more, oh my God, you don't realise what we're doing here. It is like actual deaths happening each night. Right.
It's like somebody said, so they spoke to Hugo and they said, it's really weird what you said at the breakfast table. And he's like, no, I just thought we should, you know, it's actually really horrible what's been done.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah, no, we were going to take a moment for him. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He's just gone to a hotel down the road. They haven't taken him out back and shot him in the back of the head. That's not how the game works.
That would be a good show.
That would be good.
There's also a lady on there who looks the spit of the bad guy from Green Street. You've probably not seen it. She looks exactly like this actor. It's like he's just grown his hair out. But they also think loads of viewers now seem to have full-time jobs as just coming up with theories on TikTok. And it's like, oh, they're all connected in a way. Yeah. Not every single
person. Is there a mother and daughter?
There's two people.
Someone that knows.
And then they found a picture of two of them, and it looks like they were on holiday together,
right?
Because they've searched the hotel and found the backgrounds and gone, oh yeah, they're at the same place at the same time.
Okay.
I feel like it would have been brought up already though.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Peaky Blinders film. Barry Keoghan's got a part you haven't read. What's going on there?
Fuming.
Do you want to show us how you act when you're fuming?
Oh, I thought he was going to do my audition for Peaky Blinders.
Well, we'll do that first.
Yeah, do you want to do that?
Do that first, if
yeah.
We'll probably need... I'll be Barry Keoghan.
Yeah.
I don't really have the face for it, but I can do it. Have we got?
I'll be Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
And you'll be Cillian Murphy. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to say action, Sabrina?
3, 2, 1, action! Hello there.
Howdy, y'all.
Would you pass me some more of the whiskey?
I don't work here, y'all. I'm just a local brummy.
Well, you fucking look like you do.
Well, I don't.
There's your lighter back. What's your story?
You don't want to know my story.
Why have you asked him, you numbnuts? You crazy or something? Why are you sucking that marrow?
This is a cigarette that I've bought from the local shop.
Oh, that loudest?
Cut to the chase. What can we do for you?
Your mum worked at the net carpenter over there.
Ha! That's my hubby, I think.
I ain't married to y'all.
Wait, you could.
I don't want none of they.
Are we not together?
Not in the real world.
No.
Idiot, mate. Have you not been listening to any of the celebrity gossip?
Yeah. Oh my god!
Mum, you're stupid as shit, mate.
No, I just don't listen to celebrity gossip. I'm too busy reading my daily trades.
Ruin that for me.
They don't talk about celeb gossip in Wall Street Journal, do they?
This is my audition TV tape. You're coming here and
Racing Post.
Sorry about that, bro. Yeah, except for Mum.
Post in race.
So that's why I didn't.
Don't like that. Don't like that at all. What does that mean?
Celebrity gossip is time for that lovely segment.
Yeah.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Brooklyn Beckham shows off his £6,000 wine cellar after vowing his relationship with his estranged parents is over.
He's got no shame, that boy.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Shame.
Yeah.
Keep seeing these updates.
Yeah, a couple of you taking their side.
So what's going on?
Just people being mean to Brookie B.
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding.
I think there was... I don't know.
No, you don't know.
Victoria wanted to design a wedding dress or something. And she doesn't rate her as a designer.
Good.
Mrs. He's marrying into money. He's come from money. He's marrying into money.
He's earned his money.
He's earned his money. He is a top TV chef.
Save the money for the rest of us, eh?
Yeah.
She laugh, you lose.
Hey, my favourite segment. Woo! Ooh.
We love to laugh, we love to lose.
Ryan performed in the live show.
Yeah.
He's doing your laugh, you lose again now.
Can somebody remind me of what he did at the live show?
It's not worth it.
No. Is it starting as soon as we open our eyes, or is it starting?
As soon as I say open, you can start there.
You just said open. Do we open?
No.
Ooh, contentious.
Where's my mic?
3, 2, 1, open your eyes. Hello there, sirs. I'm Walter Mellon. My wife has just...
Fuck off.
Oh, brilliant.
Walter Mellon. That's good.
My wife has just...
So
left me off for that.
Shocking.
Watermelon.
For fuck's sake. Do you know when it happens like that, you just think of all the time you spend and stupid.
Do you know what? I'm so glad you laughed, because that's all I had.
That's all you had. My wife. Watermelon. That's a great name. Great character.
Gutted. Just because you took so long to prepare it.
I can just picture you walking in the room.
Yeah, I was hearing exactly so much,
and I thought I was hearing Velcro. Oh, what on earth is this going to be?
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Go, Max.
Dating.
Sommelier stuff.
Maybe try a martial art.
Nancy behaviour.
And today's question is, what hobby would you like to start in 2026?
So I'll start. I'm all about New Year, New Me. And I mean by Nancy, I don't mean like literal paedophilia. I just mean sort of like working and hanging out with kids a bit more. And maybe starting my own pet show.
Your own what?
Sort of show about pets.
That's the nonciest thing you've said. Don't worry, sir. They're just coming to my pet show.
Yeah,
I've not touched them.
We just want to hang out with kids
petting
more.
My cock. Yeah. Just sort of hang out with kids a bit more.
Why?
Yeah. And
you put Nancy.
Yeah, I did worry about my Nancy spelling. Nancy.
Just more nouns.
Yeah.
Allow it, fam.
Yeah.
No.
You're new around here, aren't you, Munt?
I don't know what announcing is.
not new enough for the Ryan over here.
Well,
we don't need to do that. Could we have one of your segments, please?
Okie dokie.
Why is he always crying?
So I don't like it when people have like sort of small televisions in their room.
Fuck off.
Okay.
I know that sort of hinted towards you a bit there. But
first of all, you don't even have a TV in your room.
No, you said yours isn't small, so it's not exactly new, is it?
But it's still you're joining in with a joke, the ha-ha, laugh.
Well, hang on a minute, let's hear him out, because it might not be aimed at you.
No, it clearly is.
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
I've bought my own.
You've bought your own?
Yeah, I bought my own, actually.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I bought my own little list of things that I just fucking hate, mate.
Right.
Yeah, really piss me off.
It's Ryan's second, so Ryan's going to go.
How about idiots with big foreheads? All that extra space, but well, you don't fill it with your fucking brain? Pointless, mate. Yeah, what's the point? Dead space, mate. What's the fucking point? Boring. Baldy. I don't know when to pack it in. What are you trying to hide, mate? That big forehead? I've got another one here. People that brag that they spent a whole Christmas day with their families. That's a presence that the parents want to send back. Yeah, good one that. People who won't watch a gay movie with their long-term living heterosexual life partner. What are you afraid of? If that hasn't happened yet, it won't happen, virgin.
If you'd let me finish.
Go on.
I was going to say, we use the projector now, so we've got a spare telly. It's like a 50-inch one if they wanted to borrow it.
Mine's 55 inches.
Oh.
There's no way it's 55 inches.
It is.
55 centimetres.
Sort of.
That was going to be really nice.
Got a rule here. Let's hear the next one, Ryan.
You may have overreacted there.
Yeah. Alex. The next one was when people jump to conclusions before you finish speaking. And actually, I'm sort of a bit annoyed about this. So I've prepared my own.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, go on.
Yeah.
Oh, there's three we're not going to hear.
If someone were to ring Max's emergency contact, it would go through to his Steam Deck that he fucks.
Don't fuck it, mate. Not allowed to.
Dobby's garden centre phones. They said, tell Max to stop wanking in the bushes.
Are these things that you don't like?
Yeah. Worried the wind will ruin your hair. I'm worried your hair will ruin the wind.
What does that even mean?
Get his ass.
What's the difference between the UK weather today and Max? The weather has managed to get 1 degree.
Yeah, okay.
What did the captain say to Stephen when he boarded his ship? You can't board, mate. We've already got one set of sails.
What?
Because of your ears.
Ears.
Oh, what?
Tom, you're so old. The White Noise podcast has four people on camera. Stephen, is that the reason you hired a four-eyed editor?
Hey.
Chester Zoo called. They said, will you get Max to stop wanking in the bushes?
Why are they calling you?
I don't know. That's what I said.
Stop wanking in the bushes.
Yeah. Well, the Steam Deck's not giving it up, is it? So, you know. Got to sort myself out somehow.
Do you pay for admission at Chester Zoo, or are you just doing
It's just outside the fence.
So you can see the animals, but
see the animals, get a great view.
Get a nice
save on some ticket funds.
Absolutely.
Mm. How much is a ticket?
30 quid.
Oh God, just for one quickie?
Yeah.
No.
Long way down for you, isn't it? You don't drive.
Uber.
Yeah. Well,
I just say you just wait here, mate. I'll be back in a sec.
You could have more than one wank as well.
Back in a sec. Sounds like you've been edging in that journey.
Well, you know, it's. I like to
see Cheshire Oaks. I just speed it up a little. Why am I doing you? Sorry.
To save money, you know.
That's good.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. My last Ryan Quire was just people that wear Batman socks.
Nerd.
Got yellow ones on today.
They're worse.
They are.
They're not.
Pastel yellow socks.
What's wrong with them?
Looks like a bandage.
Maybe it is.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that. Get out, Ryan.
Shocking that.
Get out.
Really turn me against him.
You trampled on his steak segment a little bit, didn't you?
Well, no, it's if someone's going after you, you've got to protect yourself.
Did you think he was going after you? I wonder.
100%.
I wonder if you just... No,
100%.
I don't think Ryan's got that in him.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two,
Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Come in.
Come in.
Hello there, chaps. We all right?
You all right, pal?
Who are you?
Nice to meet you.
Cut it there.
Nice to meet you.
Mate, how's it going?
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, go on, mate.
It's always important to get to know the people that you're in the room with.
Hello.
Don't know us yet.
Probably does.
Oh.
I am Mr. Pottage.
Hey, Mr. Pottage.
Hey, you all right, mate?
Hello there, guys. You can call me just Mr. Pottage. You don't need
MP?
To know anything else. I've brought with me some pottage, and I thought...
It's empty.
Well, it's a prototype.
So you've not bought any porridge? You just bought
have.
A box that says
I've got,
porridge?
I've got pottage on me. I've always got pottage on me.
Oh, always? Okay.
You are a character,
so,
aren't you?
I am.
You've got to be.
Basically, I'm a door-to-door salesman.
Right. Of what?
Pottage.
Uh-huh.
I make my own. Not this one. I did get that one from Aldi. But I create my own porridge.
An example of what it could be.
So what?
Different flavours.
Right.
What flavour's yours?
Oh, this one in here is kiwi and lime.
Can I see?
Yes.
That's an interesting flavour.
It's just golden syrup.
Yeah, well, sometimes...
kiwi and lime.
Editing problem down at the factory.
You have a whole factory?
I pay this factory to make my porridge for me.
And they don't even have a box. You have to buy a box for Aldi.
Yes, well, like I say, this is a prototype.
Of what?
Porridge. What's your prototype? We already know this porridge exists. People buy it.
Yes, yes.
So what is this a prototype of?
This is an example of the kind of thing that I'm going to be making.
It's interesting because
I do make.
Because you're paying
in this
a factory.
Instead.
And you're still doing door-to-door.
Right.
Do you have a website?
No. You've got a bit confused.
Also,
here.
What are they putting the porridge into if they don't already have boxes to put in?
Right. There's too many questions going on.
Sorry, Mr. Porridge. You tell us what you want to tell us.
I do not own the factory.
Right.
I simply pay the people in there to make my porridge.
So what does the factory do normally?
Oh, I don't know. All sorts of...
Okay, all sorts of porridge, right,
stuff.
Okay.
But it must have a porridge background.
So why have you come on here, Mr. Porridge?
I was wondering if you wanted to buy any in bulk.
I've just tasted it. And I thought it was disgusting.
Yeah, well, that, like I say, that one is it's a bit off.
So I thought it was a misprint.
The weird thing about that is that it stinks of golden syrup.
It's a misprint, and it's a bit off.
Why have you brought off porridge?
Just off the off chance.
Why are you trying to shift cases of porridge, and you brought one sachet of off porridge in order to do so?
Hey, it's a prototype.
What do you mean? I don't want some prototype business lingo.
Here's a question. If we were to say yes and we wanted to buy some...
When? Yeah.
Like, would you have some now that we could buy? Or would you say, you'd have to wait? So you've got stuff that you could have brought
up. Go get some. Go get some, Mr. Porridge.
Oh, I can't be asked.
Why did you just bring it up anyway? Why did you bring up the wrong box and a prototype?
Right, I'm not going to bring it all up just so I can take it, bring it all down. It's easier if you
just bring one box, bro.
When you buy it, I can just put it straight into your
car. Stop attacking our guests.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Are you joking? I probably make more than you do in an hour, mate.
Go on.
20,000 an hour.
20, I was
more
porridge.
Than you, mate.
Rock, paper, scissors right now. Winner gets porridge for life.
So you've got it anyway?
No, I've got, I know.
So we can win free porridge for
it's
life.
It's me, I'm going to be out of pocket.
I'll have a bit.
Do we go after three?
Yeah.
Or after scissors?
After the three.
After scissors. Okay,
three. After paper.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, shit, could have had free
have
porridge then.
Of course.
Yeah.
I've rigged it.
For listeners at home, I lost scissors to rock.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
He's won porridge for life.
Free porridge for life, baby.
You have to meet me down the van after this.
No, bring it.
No. I'll wait by your car.
Okay. You're getting killed, I think.
Yeah.
New flavour.
Also, I've heard someone is looking for a job.
Not me.
This guy.
You?
No, Munt doesn't want a job.
You
want
to be Munt's my apprentice? Mr. Porridge's apprentice.
Mr. Munt.
MPA.
Little Miss Porridge. Little Mr. Porridge, we'll
little
call
Miss
you.
Porridge. I take it.
Just to confirm, no one's buying any.
No.
Well, I will take my free porridge.
And for 50 quid, you can.
Mr. Porridge.
Got ourselves a deal.
That's
I am an expert salesman.
We don't have a deal, Mr. Porridge.
How much is a lifetime supply of porridge?
Thousands.
You are a scumbag, Mr. Porridge.
Get out, Mr. Porridge. Before I have that Dominic Littlewood or whatever his name is to come in here and throw you around the place.
I'll see you all again soon.
I'll see you outside.
Cowboy porridge maker you are. Put it to the max.
Oh, woe is me. My stupid son got us tickets to that bloody Skinner's mental health walk to save me from the January blues, and fuck me. If shit chat and bigotry was enough to make me happy, the White Noise podcast would be enough. Help me, please. I've got three more of these to get through. Three more walks, I think. Is that three more podcasts?
What's the problem there? Sorry.
He's got to get through. So someone has been bought by their son tickets to Thomas Skinner's mental health walk.
Oh, okay.
They've gone on it. Shit, chat and bigotry. And now he's got three more to get through.
Okay, we could act that out.
Mm. Yep. So
he wants to be Thomas Skinner.
I have a question though. If I'm playing Thomas Skinner, who is Thomas Skinner?
Right, you won't play Thomas Skinner.
Okay, great.
I'll be the son. I'm not Thomas Skinner. You can be Thomas Skinner.
Nah. No, you are Thomas Skinner.
Making me Thomas Skinner. Nah. Right. Should we do another one?
So you want to do the walk? You won't be Thomas Skinner.
I'll be the son, and I've bought tickets for my dad.
Who do you want me to be?
You can be another walker. He's well into it.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Take it away.
Take it away. Oh, this is nice, isn't it? New year, fresh air.
Can you shut up? I'm trying to listen to Tommy.
Don't talk to my son like that.
Oh.
Or you'll get one of these around your lips.
Well, what was that?
Cheers, Dad. That was fucking rude, wasn't it?
What, a reading like that? Knuckle sandwich.
No, thank you.
Yeah, okay, fine, no, thank you. Just don't talk to me, son, like that again.
Wait for a mental health walk.
Sorry, Sir Thomas?
Wait, Sir Thomas to you.
Sir Thomas.
Mug. Wait for a mental health walk.
Yep.
What?
And you're threatening my mate with a knuckle sandwich.
You mate, is he? Yes,
we have pie and liquor, not knuckle sandwiches, you fucking dunce.
He fucking started it, didn't he?
No.
Who are you piping up to? Who are you piping up to, you fucking melt?
Mate, you've got this, son.
I mean,
there's
no way. I mean, we're here for a mental health walk.
Yeah.
What's this?
And I'm mentally healthy.
Well, my dad's not.
Bro, this is mental
health. Who gives a fuck about your father?
My dad's not well.
My wife.
I wonder why, fucking draining the life out of him.
Well, we hardly see each other.
Well, that sounds like a you problem. Mm. Not me. We're here to do a mental health walk.
Yeah.
Has your walk started yet?
You two have just been talking the entire time.
We're at the back of the queue, mate.
Well, we're at the back of the walk.
You shouldn't be out here.
Yeah, the queue of the walk, innit? Like,
we're here to
lethargic
chat.
Nonce.
I'm not a nonce.
Lethargic, then.
We barely hear each other over fucking bosh, bosh, bosh.
I've said that four times. That's enough. No more, no less.
Well, you don't see us kicking off.
All we can hear is bosh, bosh, bosh.
Mm. More like nosh, nosh, nosh.
My dad's not well.
Sorry, what?
More like nosh, nosh, nosh. This guy's sucking you off.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
That's a bit of you, isn't it?
I don't like that.
Yeah. You don't like that
at all.
I thought I'd be right up your street.
Yeah, of course it would.
You don't
up
know
the
my street,
bro.
He watches all your stuff.
Love it. Really love it. You know that bit where you eat a big pie and you go, oh, that's nosh.
Yeah, he loves that.
Well, why didn't you try and suck him off, Dad?
What?
Sorry, what?
You're having a go at me for trying to suck him off.
I'm not being your butt all of a sudden.
Well, I'm annoyed
you're
with
you're fucking
them.
Weird, bro.
Let's talk it. More walking.
I'm annoyed.
Anyway, we're here for mental health.
Yeah, mental health.
Mentally, my health is mental, bruv.
I'm mentally no,
I've
in
already
a great
done
place.
That, you.
Have you?
Fucking slag.
No, not a joke thief.
Fucking are.
Not.
Fucking stupid, fucking stupid.
I want a refund, mate. I didn't
for charity.
Yeah.
For a charity walk, you want
this
a refund?
For charity.
For charity?
Some of it, yeah, probably.
I didn't notice that on the poster.
No, is it?
I'll do the charity work. Speak to you, you fucking mug.
Yeah,
but
mug.
You didn't even watch Celebrity Apprentice this year, did you?
Mm.
So what's your mental health issue?
Oh, I've got...
Do you need to ask?
Just got a lot of problems.
Just
stress, just people pissing me off.
It's good to talk about it.
Yeah, go on.
I'm trying to think through it all.
It's good to talk about it with friends, not with fucking idiots in the street.
Are we trying it?
Exactly.
Trying to turn a fucking page.
Charity walks.
We moved on.
Who blatantly cause a ruckus just to catch their breath.
The rest of the walk's left. They've gone.
No, they haven't. They're 10 yards round the corner. Mm. How do you know that? I can see him from my angle.
There's a corner, bro. You can't see round corners.
What happens to your voice, pal?
Well, I've had a lozenge.
Why are you wolfing down? I said, I've got a sore throat at the start. You didn't offer once.
I had one.
Selfish, part of my language, months.
I said I had a lozenge.
What?
I said I had a lozenge, singular. I didn't have lozenges. I don't have lozenges. I had one in the car.
It's a suppository.
I wish you had no jizz at all, twat.
He's not. He wasn't made like that.
What do you mean?
What's happened to him then?
Well, we found you, didn't we? We found you. We took you to our forever home.
How old?
You found me?
Yeah.
Where'd you fucking find me?
You in a pram.
What were you doing in that pram?
Yeah, you weirdo. Fucking freak. He's 30 years old.
How much? Oh, he's won me over there.
There we go.
And you're fun. Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. What do you mean I'm not fun? I'm fun.
I've taken three tickets.
Ow! Yeah.
Right. Just let's go with a walk then.
What happened?
You just pulled my beard.
Sorry, there. I just went to pull it out of your imaginary pocket.
You're talking again, Tommy.
What are we doing?
All right, sorry. It's the
final question.
Would you rather eat a pine cone?
Or have beans on toast every day?
I'll have beans on toast every day, please.
Beans on toast every day.
It could go breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
But then I could eat one pine cone and just be done with the beans on toast. That make me gassy.
Right. Can I commit to the beans on toast and change my mind?
I love beans on toast. I think it's a great snack. It does make me gassy.
Mm.
I find that if I don't eat beans regularly, when I do eat them, it hits hard.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
I got the
horrendous
vegan sausage and beans the other day.
Yeah,
the Isuma ones.
That. When are you going to get your Heinz. Vegan sausage and some beans?
Heinz.
Yeah.
Heinz do a vegan one. 2026,
baby.
Yeah, wow. Saw it the other day in Audi.
Yeah.
Got myself Dutinese.
Very woke, that, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Has anyone had vegan Nutella yet?
No.
Yeah.
Have you?
No, I've seen it in America. I've browsed the aisles of Trader Joe's.
Did you?
They've got so many snacks there.
I imagine their supermarket's a lot more colourful.
Mm.
Yeah, just drawing your attention. Yeah. Here, there, everywhere. Now M&S are doing all the ingredients are on the packet. Boring.
Shocking.
Yeah.
That was we'll get episode better. Of the White Nose. White Nose.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's great.
There we go.
Oh, Ethan's already done that, mate.
Yeah, I know, I was sniffing in my hand.
Right. Don't do that. Ooh, right, why? On the mic as well.
Am I not allowed to?
No.
Do you want Ryan, play us out.
Fuck off.
No. No, I like it here. This is my new forever family.
No, definitely not.
No?
No.
Go on, play us out, Munt.
It's been a Munty day from me, and hopefully a Munty day for you.
The happy Munties.
Yeah, I've been joined by Ethan.
Thank you.
Oh, this is terrible.
Come on.
Fucking awful, that.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah. Just get out, you should probably say. Sound us off, Ryan. Did good today.
Thanks. Thanks for listening to the White Noise Podcast.
Nose.
That'll be good for audio listeners.
That was really good, Ryan.
Mm.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah, for audio listeners, I had a watermelon on my head for Laugh-y-Lose.